Titans head coach Dean Evason to take your questions. Once again, please raise your hand and wait for the microphone. We'll start right side, second row.
Dean, this whole experience, was it everything you expected, or was it more than you expected?
Oh, more. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Unfortunately, through a couple of them, this experience was incredible. Not just the win, obviously. That's fantastic, but all the stuff with Johnny made it even extra special, obviously. The stadium, the pep rally, the walk in. There's a lot of emotion.
Just the info said it was a wonderful night to wear the donkey cap. For all those things you just mentioned, that effort, that individual effort on that goal, what did you see there? Did you think it was going to stand? Look, there's some confusion here looking at Tom.
We don't have, obviously, in a regular season with regular games, we can see that highlight right away, right? And the replay, it's down at the end, so if we're going to run down and look at it, we weren't. I was trying to see it on the big screen, but they're not going to show it. So we didn't know, right? Afterwards, you look at it, could go either way, you know, obviously. I'm sure if we're on the other end of it, we'd be speaking to it, but the bottom line is Danny had one hell of an effort, right, to not only get to there, but to find the puck afterwards and then have the skill set to score. So, I'll speak to the hat, the donkey hat. Was fantastic, but I think Johnny was, I can't say enough, right? So I think Johnny was messing with Boone, right? Like Boone shot, and you know that situation that I guess our on skate, 1-3 Johnny skate, and Boone shot and missed, right? He had two tonight, missed. So I think Johnny was messing with him a little bit.
Stay in that same row.
Just wondering what you personally will take from this. What did you feel like was different from this experience compared to the others that you've been through?
Well, just Johnny. Simple as that. I mentioned all the other stuff that this incredible city and incredible fan base and incredible environment that we just witnessed. 90-something thousand people. My God, it was just. I'm glad we were able to talk to the group about taking it in and enjoying the experience and just enjoying it, and they did. I think our team did, and again, obviously it's nice to get the 2 points. Obviously that's extremely important, but the whole thing, but the most important thing is the presence of Johnny and his family and great time.
Left side, third row.
Dean, talk about the play of your goaltender tonight, first star, 43-46. And what kind of confidence does that give to a team, especially right after Detroit ties that game, and then you get that effort to win the game?
You know what, honestly, the confidence that Elvis has given us all year, forget about just tonight, clearly he was incredible tonight. They made a conscious effort to get to the net, put pucks on the net. They talked about it after the game the other night, that they wanted to get to the inside. They threw a lot of pucks and a lot of bounces, and he had to make some stops through traffic. The goals they scored were through traffic, and so he's competed his ass off. He's been, like, we've talked about this many times here this year already, his team first mentality has been incredible. Obviously he stops the puck, but the way that he plays within the team structure, is awesome.
Right side, third row.
These games allow teams to advertise themselves, right? You're on a huge stage. Did this advertise who the Columbus Blue Jackets are and the way that you won this game?
The Columbus Blue Jackets know who we are, at this point. And we know that the way that if we play the way that we play, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win every night. And you're not going to. This is an incredible league. But They've set a standard. We've set a standard for ourselves of how we play. And, you know, there's some nights we get outshot and there's different people that step up, but the main thing is all they care about is the 2 points at the end of the night. There's not one time this year that one player on our team has cared about shutout or a point or an assist or what have you. They just play for each other, and I think that shows in our game.
Right side, second row.
You just mentioned the experience a bunch. It's an experience like no other game for a lot of these guys. How valuable can this be for so many guys in that room that have not been in the playoffs? Should you make it? Should you play some really big games down the stretch and get in? To have been through sort of a pressure situation with 90,000 people here, does this prepare you anyway?
I think every game ports prepares you, right? In different ways. We've talked about this, that, you know, we've been able to have some success winning different ways. Tonight we didn't have our production as far as, you know, although we had a lot of good scoring opportunities, you know, we're able to win some hockey games different ways because, you know, we've played different ways. And so to answer your question, I think every time that you have success, it's great to in an environment like this. Yeah, it's nice that we can look back and go, you know, we handled that pretty well. I thought this, obviously Danny scores right after, but again, we talked about this before, is that we didn't panic in that situation. After they scored, the bench was just calm, like just it's okay, right? We'll just go about our business. And you know, we're fortunate, obviously, probably catching maybe a bit of a break or whatever. Danny makes a great point, but it wasn't like we were like, well, you know, we're done, right? And so it's a credit to our leadership, and not even our leadership, the whole group has done that.
We'll take two more, left side, front row.
Dean, just didn't Matejchuk opening the scoring, just seemed like the no stage is too big for him. Just how much of a lift did that goal give you?
Yeah, it's a good point. Young player, right? We've talked about him a lot. I don't think he cares about the stage. He just plays hockey, just goes about his business, and you know, it's a credit to our organization and obviously our scouting and the people in management that have the wherewithal to not only draft and, you know, develop, and the guys in Cleveland developing this year and even last, that you know, to pick not only quality hockey players but quality people.
Last one, left side, second row.
Dean, given all the emotions that went into tonight, where does kind of that end, and you know, the battle for a huge 2 points tonight begins, or is that kind of all part of what this team's about this year?
Yeah, I mean, the guys will enjoy it tonight, I hope, right? And then get the day off tomorrow, and then we'll get back after it on Monday, and go about our business of preparing for our next hockey game in Tampa. So our group, the guys have done a fantastic job of doing that. And regardless if it's an adverse situation or if it's a positive situation, it hasn't crept into our game in any negative fashion. Because even wins like this can be negative too. You get a little bit too high on yourself and what have you. And so, but I know that our team will be level-headed and we'll be ready to work on Monday when we practice.
Thanks a lot, Dean.
Thanks, guys.